Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezerah Shimshon. Our shir is for a schus for Refuah Shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, Elisheva Esther bas Shifra Nechama, Sara bas Bina, Tinuk ben Shira Yehudis. Also for any of the members of the IDF, Tzva Haganah Yisrael, that may be in need of a Refuah Shalema. Yehi Ratzon, that all of the hostages be released immediately and return home safe and sound. Any of them that might be in need of a Refuah Shalema. And also, Bisuros Tavos for Sara Edel, Bas Elisheva Miriam. We learn in the Talmud, Maseches Bava Kama, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, whoever steals even a shove pruta, one pruta from their friend, ki'ilu notel nishmasu mimenu. It's as though he has taken away his neshama from him. The Zera Shimshon asks the question, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that even a shove pruta itself is called the nefesh, the soul of its owner? After all, if someone steals a shove pruta from a wealthy man, it could be considered like, okay, he took something, but taking his neshama, Rabbi Yochanan only says, kol ha-goyzel ha-schavero. Rabbeinu answers that the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that of the 8 shrotzim mentioned in the Torah, shmona shrotzim amurim b'Torah, that one who traps them or bruises them is chayev. The reason is, because it's considered like netilas neshama. Removing blood from the animal's body is tantamount to taking its life. Ki adam hua nefesh, because the blood is the soul. We also find this by a baal chai. A revi'is dam by itself is the life of a person. Similarly, by an animal, the dam is measured in small quantities, like we find by Hilchos Shechita. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Just like by dam, by blood, we say that every drop is called netilas neshama. Also money, which is known by the term damim, even a small amount is netilas neshama. A while ago, I had gone to be mispalel by Kivrei Tzadikim. When I arrived, I saw that there were a number of aniyim, very poor people, that were sitting by the road collecting tzedaka on the way to the kever. I pulled out a dollar to give each of the aniyim, and then all of a sudden, I noticed one that was sitting by himself. I know him to be a yosom, somebody that lost his father at a young age. This man himself had it very difficult in life. As soon as I recognized him, I took whatever money I had in my pocket, which was approximately $50, and I gave it to him. He gratefully took it and showed me a huge smile. I didn't meet him until about a year later, and he said, I want you to know, that day when you gave me the money by the kever, it was one of my worst days. When you gave me that money, it gave me the will to continue to live. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our shir in the Zera Shimshon. I wish everyone may umka deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuas v'nechamos.